This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. Happy holidays to you and yours from everyone at News Now Warsaw and Warsaw Community High School Athletics. Tigers lost last night 56-51 to Wallace C. They will be back in action today at 6 o'clock. They will be taking on South Bend Washington at Grace College. Washington was a winner last night but struggled with John Glenn. They won 55-48. The other conference scores, Mishawaka beat Concord 43-34. Northwood beat Plymouth 58-46. Tonight, Northridge is at Goshen. Also, at Grace College today, a 1 o'clock start for East Noble and Concord as part of the Champions of Character Classic. Other scores from last night, Jimtown beat New Prairie 66-35. Penn beat Bremen 58-42. It was Manchester over Southwood 70-55. Manchester's also in the Champions of Character Classic. They play after Warsaw does tonight. Northwestern beat Maconaqua 71-68. Peru beat Tippecanoe Valley in overtime 55-51. Rochester beat North Miami 74-51. Wabash beat Northfield 53-40. It was Whitco over Cass 54-27. Triton beat Winnemac 41-34. Central Noble beat West Noble 40-37. Cherubusco beat Prairie Heights 52-49. Westview topped Angola 45-42. It was East Noble over Columbia City 59-56. And Leo beat Huntington North 69-65. Girls basketball last night in the conference, Northridge beat Goshen 60-20. There's a busy night of conference play tonight, including Mishawaka at Concord. That's actually an afternoon game today. Northwood is at Plymouth tonight, and of course, Warsaw is at Wawasee. And we'll talk with Lenny Krebs about that coming up in just a minute here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time on the water with help from Splendor Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake, and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alder & Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alder & Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alder & Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Crossroads Bank checking accounts have the bells and whistles you've come to expect. Free debit card with free access to MoneyPass Network, free mobile banking with mobile deposit, free e-statements, free bill pay, and more. Check it out at crossroadsbanking.com. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. Let's talk girls basketball with head coach Lenny Krebs.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am alive and well, ready for another great day of basketball.
Yes, you are. I hope you are. I hope the girls are too. Let's go back to last Saturday. You go to Plymouth. It's a rough first quarter. There aren't a lot of people in the gym. It just kind of, the first quarter, both teams just kind of laid there. And Plymouth made a couple shots that they hadn't been making in games. It's 11-7 at the end of the quarter. What did you say to your girls at the end of the first?
You know, honestly, that first quarter, we were getting the shots we wanted. We were getting the shots we normally get. We were getting great looks. They just weren't falling. Our message was just stay the course. At the same time, We challenge them to find another way to score rather than standing and shooting from the three-point range. I mean, it goes back to us picking up the defensive intensity and creating some offensive confidence with our aggressiveness defensively. And, you know, that's what you saw as it started to happen. And there's a lot of teams they can prepare for that press and handle it for a quarter, handle it for a quarter and a half. Can you handle it for four quarters becomes a question. At the same time, it was difficult for us to get into the press that we wanted to get into because we weren't scoring. If you can't score, it's hard to get into a press. Those things go hand in hand. So, you know, you've got to find a way to put the ball in the basket that first time in order to get that thing set. And that started to happen as the game wore on.
Second quarter looked a lot better. That third quarter was more like what you want, 29 points in that period to pull away and put the game on ice.
You know, that goes back to, you know, halftime. We once again challenged them, told them to stay the course, keep doing what we're doing. That pressure is eventually going to wear on you unless you practice that way on a regular basis. It's hard to play it for those four quarters. Proud of the girls for not allowing missed shots to change our effort, so to speak, to change that effort. We just stayed the course and the effort remained high, and that's what we needed.
There is something about basketball that's different about the other sports, I think, in that your offensive output really can change your defensive effort. And I know coaches hate the thought of that. They teach their kids not to play that way. I know you teach your girls not to play that way. But it's a human fact of life. When the ball's going in, the momentum, the intensity just ratchets up. And then once that ball gets rolling down the hill, it's hard to stop.
You know, all coaches will tell you shooting is a very minor part of the game. I told my daughter one time, you know, she came in at halftime. She was like 2 for 11 when she was playing. I asked her, how long did it take you to shoot those 9 shots that you missed? What does it take? Maybe a second, 2 seconds each. So there's 18 seconds out of a 16-minute half. Why does 18 seconds impact so much of the game? But, you know, that goes back to today's society. What does today's society applaud? The ball going in the basket. From a young age, I mean, go to our elementary league games, and what does everybody applaud? The ball going in the basket. We're programmed that way from an early age. I wish it wasn't that way, but it is. The ball goes in the basket. They hear that applause. They get that adrenaline rush, and it's something they fight for the rest of their lives. It's something coaches fight for their entire careers.
You were able to get other kids in the game, give them opportunities to play and score. Some of your JV kids came in, and really, I really have enjoyed watching the JV playing the JV games, but I've watched them in the varsity games contribute too, and they look like they fit the part.
You know, they definitely fit the part. We're very unified in what we're doing from the JV level to the varsity level. Those kids can come in and run our stuff because that's what they're running at the JV level. I just have to tell you, I'm extremely impressed with the progress that Cassie Jackson has made from where she was as an eighth grader, where she was at the start of the season, where she is now. That's a kid that's just battling, working hard. And, you know, the amazing thing about Cassie is she'll ask us about stats, but the stat that she asks about is how many rebounds did I have? You've got to love that. Name one time you've heard a coach say, "You're rebounding too much. Would you stop that?" You never hear a coach say that. And that's the one stat she wants to know is how many rebounds did I end up with. And that tells me a lot about her mindset and being able to be a team player. I'm looking forward to seeing her continue to develop. And she's that one kid that I'm just impressed with.
Her footwork is what really you notice. The fact that she gets the ball now and she has a plan. She knows where the defense is, and she knows what she wants to do with it. And it doesn't always go in, but she's doing everything the right way.
And she's that perfectionist. She's going to ask you, well, what does your footwork look like in this situation? What should I do here? And then she masters it. She's a kid that will stay after practice and do some of that stuff on her own. I'm just impressed with her and the progress that she's made. Coach Bragg's success has increased because of Cassie's development. She was playing freshman basketball just several weeks ago, and now she's not only starting on the JV level, but she's starting to swing up to the varsity. That's proof for all the young kids out there that it doesn't matter where you start. Keep working hard, keep your head down, keep working, and the results are going to pay off.
And that's she gives you something that you don't have in this program right now, which is a traditional post player, right? Brooke is 6 foot tall, but her heart is more out on the perimeter. She will go inside when you ask her to, and she does a good job when she's in there, but she would much prefer to be out on the wing, get the ball at the elbows, and make a move and get to the basket that way. Cassie and, you know, Kaylee Goheen and Kara Holla, you've got some girls at the younger levels that are going to give you some post size.
No, and that's something we haven't had since Abby Sanner. You know, when we had Abby with the back to the basket, we had to adjust how we played based on the fact that we didn't have a true post player. You know, and to me, that's what a coaching staff should do. Their program should change and evolve as they see what they have in their program. We're not a college coach where we can go out and recruit the talent we want, the skill set we want to play our style. Our style has to continue to evolve, and you're probably going to see that continue to evolve as we get those post players back in the system. You know, we've got another 8th grader coming in. She'll be a freshman next year, Madison Brandon, who can play back to the basket. We're going to have some things we're going to have to do to try to utilize those skill sets here in the future.
Then you play Tuesday against the number 4 team in 4A, the previous number 1 team in Columbia City. Great rivalry. They've beaten your girls the last couple of seasons. They come back to the Tiger Den for a second straight year, and you jump out 28-15 in the middle of the second quarter. And I even said right after the timeout, I said, don't think that this game is in the can already, because Columbia City has the heart of a champion, and they showed it. 18-2 to run to end the half, a 3 to take the lead right before the buzzer.
You know, we knew Columbia City was going to make a run. When I say we, I guess I'm going to talk about the coaching staff, whether the girls really believed us when we told them that Columbia City was going to make a run. I can't answer that question. Columbia City isn't where they're at because they give up when they get down. Now, looking back, that 10 to 12 minute stretch that we had was probably the best basketball I've seen our team play all year long. We went to a level physically, we went to a level mentally, we went to a level emotionally that we haven't been at in a long, long, long time. The problem is we have to sustain that for 32 minutes. We have to sustain that when a team hits us back. And that's where we have to get better. We come out, punched them in the mouth. They come out after that, punched us in the mouth. They responded to that punch better than we did. And I'm not going to say it's youth. I'm just going to say it's something we have to learn to do better, and that starts with our staff and the girls understanding how to handle those runs and what we can do to minimize those runs. And that's a lot of what we talked about. We're not going to eliminate Columbia City's run, but what happens if we make that 18-2 run and an 8-2 run? You know, try to limit those runs, and that's what we have to do a better job of.
And that's a trend through the four losses, Norwell, Snyder, Westfield, that there's a stretch of the game where things start to go badly and there isn't one player that gets the girls and kind of gathers them around. And you've had that in the last couple of years. You don't have that right now to pull the girls together and go, everybody take a big deep breath, let's go. How concerned are you about that?
You know, I gave him a part of a history lesson the other day. You know, I told them, they reminded me of buffalo runs back when Indians hunted buffalo. They'd get those buffalo running towards a cliff, and as soon as that first buffalo went off the cliff, the rest of them followed, and that's how Indians hunted buffalo. We are that team of buffalo right now, that as soon as that first jump over the cliff is happening, man, we just seem to follow, and we have to do a better job of that. That one leader doesn't always have to be the same person, because that one leader might be the one who is actually struggling at the moment. We have to have multiple people willing to step up. They have to have the freedom to step up, and they have to rally this group. And who that is, it could and should and probably will vary from time to time. We've got enough players who understand the game, who understand how to play, who I hope love each other enough to step up and go, hey, we're fine. Let's hit the reset button. Let's limit this run to 8-2, and let's move on. You saw in our eyes, and I'm a big body language guy because of my hearing loss, I could see it in our eyes that we were just hollow at that point in time, wondering what was going on, and that's something that can't happen. My challenge to our kids is, are you giving your teammates the freedom to be great? And are you giving your teammates the freedom to hold you accountable? And are you giving your teammates the freedom to lead? And we have to grant that freedom to each other in order to get to where we want to go. Because like I said, it's not going to be one person who does that all the time.
This is our last show before the Christmas break. And so we're going to kind of glance ahead to what's coming, starting with tonight. You have a big conference game with Wauwatosa. The Lady Warriors certainly are better than they've been in the last few years. Their record is really good. Their strength of schedule is not as good, certainly as your strength of schedule, which is a top 25 strength of schedule. And they're feeling pretty frisky about the way things are going for them. That's a buzzsaw that you're running into tonight, especially coming off the loss to Columbia City.
You know, Derek's done a great job over there getting that Wauwatosa program winning. And, you know, I told our kids, our strength of schedule means nothing unless we use the experiences we've had to our advantage. Because sometimes playing a schedule that allows you to win a lot of games and gain confidence is just as dangerous as the experiences you gain in a tough schedule. It's all going to be a matter of how you handle it. So our strength of schedule, yes, tough. We have to use it to our advantage. I think it's going to be a tough game for us. I don't like going over to Wauwatosa. I don't like playing in that gym. Bad experiences at Goshen with an opportunity to play in the Warrior gym over there. But I can tell you, I'm confident in our team. I'm confident in our ability. I'm confident that we are the better team. And, you know, I'm a big motivator guy. You can bet after reading an article in the paper that there's quotes plastered all over our locker room as a motivation for these girls, because I'm not a big bulletin board guy. I'm not going to comment on something that's going to allow you to put that quote on a bulletin board. I try not to do that. There are times I probably fail at that. But I try to think long and hard about what I'm going to say. I want to believe in my team. I want to uplift my team. But I'm not going to give you that motivation that you need, because you're probably already motivated enough to try to beat Warsaw. You know what? We're going to go give it our best shot tonight. We're going to play hard. We're going to be who we are. And we're going to trust our process that we are the better team, that we've done the work. If the girls go play hard for 32 minutes and make that happen, that's going to be up to them.
Okay, so you're going to have to go back and explain, because I know what you're talking about, but the listeners don't. What are you talking about in this motivation of billboard material?
You know, there are just certain comments made, you know, about players and how they rank in the conference and how they – I'm not going to go into detail because, once again, I'm not going to give bulletin board material to someone else. I believe in my team, and I'm not going to comment and uplift my team at the expense of another team. I'm not going to put a bullseye on someone else's back. We're going to go be the best we can be. You know, comments about teams in the conference, comments. I'm just not a big guy on that. I've always told myself, I've told my family, let the first words out of your mouth be your second thought. Today's generation seems to let the first words out of their mouth be their first thought, and they often post those, and they plaster them on social media. They don't think about what that can do. And to me, you know what? We used that as motivation this past week. The first time I saw that article, you and I had that conversation that it was going to be printed. It was going to be plastered on the locker room. And, you know, part of that motivation, too, is, you know, they come into our place last year, jumped out 18-3 in the first quarter. You can bet that score, 18-3, is plastered on every wall and every locker in our locker room as a reminder of what they're capable of doing.
And then next week you go to Huntington on Wednesday. That's a 500-ish basketball team. They were 5-5 when I looked at it yesterday. And then you go to Center Grove for this tournament, where you're going to play Brownsburg in the second semifinal, and then either a good Jeffersonville team or the host Center Grove in the consolation of the championship. That's a... Those are pretty big fish to fry right there.
you know, those are the games we want to play. We're a 4A school. You and I have had this conversation. I could set our schedule up so we win 20 games every year. I could inflate our resume and win 200 games quickly in 10 years against the right opponents. And I don't have any interest in doing that. I have every interest in the development of this team and making them the best they can be. And sometimes that means losing some games against tough opponents who we're because we're constantly seeking out a better challenge who can expose our weaknesses. I don't know how long it's been since the Lady Tigers haven't had a holiday tourney. I know it's been a long time, but I'm a firm believer that this was the right decision to go play these two teams in preparation for the end of the season state tournament. We're focused on two championships right now. The conference championship tonight is conference championship game number 3 for us, in a sense of there's 7 games in that season, and then we have the state tournament at the end. Every other game on our schedule is in preparation for those things.
Well, I will tell you, I don't know the exact number in my head, but it's over 40 years. It's been a long, long time. But totally makes sense why you want to do this now. I totally get it. And we hope that the girls do really well tonight. This is a huge game for a lot of reasons. And if you want that game the first weekend in January to matter, you got to get this done tonight.
You know, my comment to the girls is, we have to keep putting ourselves in position to play meaningful games in January. Because if you're not playing meaningful conference games in January, that tells you something. This game matters now because we've allowed it to matter because we took care of the first two championship conference games. In order for that January 6th date to matter, we have to take care of tonight. I've been on the wrong side of the "we don't control our destiny" in the conference, that I don't like being there. So our goal is, and we've done a good job of it the last 2 years, is controlling our destiny to make sure we just do what we can and should do to win that 7-game championship.
There is no radio on our side of it tonight, but 93.7 The Mix, which is the Wawasee school station, will be doing live video. It's free, so you can go online and watch that tonight, which I will be doing probably from the MOCC, because about the time we get done with the boys' game, you guys will be starting, and so our hearts will be there with you. So good luck to you and the girls.
Yep. Just one more thing before you go. I know, Roger, you and I have talked that January 6th date, we're going to be honoring the 2004 state runner-up team. I'm excited for these young ladies to come back in after 20 years and experience a time together. So I'm just looking forward to that. I'm going to get that out there in the community and make sure that the community shows up to support these young ladies and their accomplishments.
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up today. That's Lenny Krebs of the Lady Tigers. Again, JV action begins at 6:15 tonight at Wawasee. When we come back, Matt Moore will review last night's game and preview what's coming up today here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Traveling, double dribble, personal foul, all bad things in basketball. Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin, and hair. All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help you eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
Freshen up your home for the holidays with a visit to Reinhold's Town Square Furniture in Warsaw. Hi, this is Mike. Our expert staff will help you choose from sofas and love seats, sectionals, and lazy boy recliners. You'll also find dining sets and drop leaf tables, perfect for holiday family meals and games. Get your furniture now without the wait at 118 West Main Street in Warsaw. Reinhold's Town Square Furniture, your friends in the furniture business.
At Rock Hill Pinnock, our attorneys are experienced in all areas of family law. Yes, we have a lot of experience in court dealing with highly contested divorce-related disputes, but we have even more experience in negotiating solutions to get you through those tough patches in life. From prenuptial agreements to adoptions, our family law attorneys have the knowledge and the common sense you need. For a consultation concerning your family law needs, call 267-6116. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company in Warsaw, on News Now Warsaw, continues as Roger is joined by boys basketball coach Matt Moore.
Good morning.
Good morning, Roger.
One of the things I never have to worry about with you is wondering, after you and I've talked, if you really believe what you say. Because I know when you tell me something, or when you say something on Tiger Talk or in a pregame interview or postgame interview, you really believe what you're telling me. I never have to guess. You said after the game that you felt like Wallace won the game, that we didn't lose it. You've been through the film. You did the stats. Do you still feel that way?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, I think we often forget, because we don't see what other people do, is that other people practice, that their coaches get paid, and then it matters to them too. Opponents every night, every weekend, it's the same. And I think, you know, you have to give them a lot of credit, because I thought, you know, in a competitive game like that, with a lot of emotion and first NLC game, you know, people want to beat Warsaw, and they were dialed in for that. And, you know, they made big shots at big time. Their first three shots in the second half were contested 15-footers off the dribble. Like, you know, if you're going to give up challenge twos and they're going to make them, you got to tip your hat. So, yeah, I don't really think that, you know, it was a game. We shoot 80% from two. We go 23 for 29.
Yeah.
We got good shots, and then
it only turned it over eight times.
And we make our first three of the game and then miss our next 12. And they missed their first three of the game and hit their next six. Like, so those are just the swings of the game that I think, you know, you've got to find ways to just take ownership of what you can control, and you tip your hat to your opponent. They were better on that given night, and you learn from what you can, and you move forward to see if you can improve.
One of the things you said was really important at the beginning of the game was getting Luke Jaeger involved in the offense. And you tried to do that, but the physical nature of the game, you just weren't able to do that. And then he gets two fouls with 2 minutes left to go in the quarter, and that whole game plan completely went out the window.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to give up on Luke Jaeger at all. Like, I think I'm probably the one guy that's going to be in his corner throughout this season, because I think he has the ability to physically change the game. And that doesn't always have to translate to statistical things, but you have to account for him. And I think that's something that he's such a great kid in terms of, you know, who he is as a person, that sometimes you just want a little bit more, you know, outward emotion. But I think, you know, our goal was to get the ball established in the basket area. And I thought we did that. He got a nice couple catches in there. You know, there's a 50-50 charge call. They called charges last night, all of which that in other games haven't been. And so it is hard when you're trying to be aggressive in his case. And, you know, he has had some foul trouble these recent games and just never is able to get into a flow. But I think, again, I'm going to continue to stick with my guys and stand by where we think they can evolve to offensively. And I think for us, the biggest jump we have to now make is – who are we going to be defensively? Because that's the area for me that, as I watch us back, like, we're just individually and collectively, we're not guarding the way that I think that we should or could be. And so we have to evaluate as a staff, like, do we have to make some adjustments to kind of fit kind of where we're at?
I know that you played a little bit of zone last night, which is not necessarily your primary objective on defense. You played some man-to-man, and it was, no matter what happened, Wallace, he was able to get guys open and get shots. That's got to be frustrating for you.
Yeah, and I think it does come back to, like, my brothers and I talk about this a lot. You know, defensively, for some guy, and I just think, you know, it's an effort thing. Like, it's an awareness and an effort thing at the core of who you are. You know, you can get tired. People get tired, but then when you run down the other floor, guys seem to run harder. Right, because that's the side of the ball everybody likes. And so it's hard to ask guys to play defensively, mentally, physically, and emotionally at a high level. It's not a natural thing to have your arms up in the air, right? And so those habits are things, I think, that every coach that coaches basketball deals with. And I think for players, to some level, You know, keep the guy you're guarding in front of you. End of story. Like, at some level, you have to have the focus and the competitive spirit to do that. And we have to help continue to position guys in those things. But, yeah, I mean, again, they get the ball to the middle, which we talk about, that's the one area the ball can't go. And then from the middle, things open up, and they were able to hit some backside shots. And again, give the Twins credit. You know, they hit two threes that were almost out of bounds on the sideline with guys contesting, right? And so if you were to say, hey, we're going to give them this shot, and you're going to have Brant Martin with a hand up in his face, you're like, okay, we'll get that rebound, go the other way. And they made those. And so on some level, you got to give those guys credit as well.
It's a nip-and-tuck game. I believe, if I have my head right, it's five ties and six lead changes in the first half. They get the lead to start the third and really kind of put themselves at arm's distance. And your guys just could never get past that. It's 1 point or 2 points. Then it's four or five. Then it's back down to one or two. And then it's back out to four or five. What's the difference for a basketball team to win those games compared to not winning those kinds of games?
I mean, I think it comes down to the quality of your possessions and what are you settling for. And I think, you know, we had some very difficult drives and that we didn't finish. You know, Brandon a couple times got probably bumped off his line, off balance. But, you know, our first free throw attempt of the game was at 3:20 in the third quarter, Carson on a jump shot, right? Like, we've got to find ways to create free throw opportunities. It has always been something that I have felt has been a huge part of the game. And we're just not doing, you know, the last two games we've had 12 free throw attempts. We had 12 three-point attempts last night, you know, and 18 the game before. So we've got to continue to balance, you know, our shot selection. And we're taking, for the most part, we're taking good shots. But I think, you know, as the season wears on and teams start to guard guys differently, like, we've got to continue to find ways to get to the free throw line because those points per possession are extremely high. You can set your defense. And I think offensively for us, that's something that we still have to continue to focus on our execution is who and how can we get guys to the free throw line within what we already do.
And again, only 8 turnovers, which I can't imagine there are too many coaches in Indiana who couldn't live with having one turnover every 4 minutes at a basketball game. That's pretty good. But it feels like our 8 turnovers came at the worst possible times, and that's 2 games in a row that's happened.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, you know, the Chargers are turnovers, right? And so you take those 3 Chargers out of the mix. Now you have 5 ball possession turnovers. And it is. I think it's some of it's fatigue and, you know, I think we just have to kind of go back and look. I think the other thing, too, is more than that is we have to kind of look at we foul a lot right now, and we have given up a number of and-one basket area opportunities, off drives, off transition, and that is really concerning to me because those are finished at the rim. Last night there were 2, maybe 3 even, just – Little touch dink fouls that you know are converted that we don't get. And so when you're talking about those turnovers, you know, those 2 swings of you put a foul on one of your guys and they get a chance for a 3-point play and we're just turning it over just because of whatever the reason may be. We've got to continue to kind of look at ourselves of how we can just improve our ball handling, our decision making, and then our toughness to not give and ones.
Okay, so tonight you've got South Bend, Washington at the MOCC, which is a very special place for you for very obvious reasons. We expect a very different game than the one that we saw last night with Wauwatosa. There won't be a lot of clutching and grabbing. There are a lot of guys that are going to get and want to get it out, and they're going to want to run, and they're going to be wearing green jerseys and white ones too.
Yeah, I mean, they're really good. I mean, sometimes you just step back and you look at, you know, you pick up a Fort Wayne Northside, put them on your schedule, they're 5-0. You pick up a South Bend Washington, they're 6-1. Both of them are very dynamic. And then you pick up a Marion, put them back on your schedule, very dynamic. And so really a big shift tonight in terms of valuing the ball, right? Passing, catching, attacking. Still have to get shots in the basket area, have to take open threes. But defensively is going to be a bit. I mean, this may be the best individual player that we play all year long, and the Reynolds kid, he just finds ways to make shots. I mean, he takes some really, really bad shots. He does, and they go in. And, you know, so for him, they're probably not bad shots, but he plays really. Coach Vargas, a friend of mine, has done a really, really good job of just kind of building this group back together. They're going to play hard. They're extremely athletic. They're well coached, and they got a dude. So we're going to have our hands full tonight defensively for sure.
And they have more than just that one dude. They've got several guys who had good games last night and are off to a good start to the season.
Yeah, and I hope our guys are up for that challenge. I think that's the thing that, you know, anytime you lose a game, a conference game, or a game, you know, two in a row, like, you know, in this area, the sky is falling, right? And the reality is, like, it's a game, and we have a long season, and I look forward to seeing how we respond to adversity. I said early in an interview that, like, this group will be defined about how they navigate adversity, and we have to find it, and it has come to us. And so I'm not really worried about kind of the stuff we're navigating. You know, Chesterton's 3-2, Carmel's 2-4, Columbus East beat Columbus North for the first time in a decade. Like, it's the game that you play, and you understand that you've got to find ways to improve yourself. And a lot of that is just your mental approach, and I think our guys have to kind of look inward and say, I've got to continue to be coachable. I got to do more. I got to stay on the rock and be with my group. And we're going to get where we need to get to. I mean, that's no question about it in my mind.
From your defensive end first, then, how do you go about trying to slow down Reynolds and the other guys? Because it's more than just him.
Yeah, I think it's just we've got to look at kind of our depth. The unique thing is, you know, there is no JV game, so we have no limitations on quarters. So we can play a little bit deeper maybe tonight than we have just because of quarter limitations. And then it's matchups. You know, I think Brandt's going to get the first look at him, and then we're going to have different guys go. And we've just got to do a good job of making his catches difficult. If we trap him, we got to be able to rotate on the backside. That's not something we've done well in recent weeks in our rotations. But you can't let guys like him get into an offensive rhythm where he can just size you up, get to his spots, and knock down shots.
I've had a couple of conversations with Ryan Varga myself this week. He's one of my favorite opposing coaches on our schedule. And one of the things that I think is interesting is he doesn't like to play zone defense, but he doesn't mind trapping. What do you expect from their defense?
I think they'll mix it up. I think early in the game, probably some zone, some 1-2-2. In the backcourt, they're going to probably pick up and kind of try to speed you up as well. But, you know, their offense is predicated on live ball rebounds. And if they can get live ball rebounds and go, they're really hard to stop because they have so many guys that can just get down the floor. So, you know, we're going to have a chance to get good shots because I think they're going to take some chances defensively. So we got to be aware of that.
Okay. Same five tonight?
Same five tonight.
Okay. Thank you for your time. And we'll see you at the Lancer Gym tonight at the MOCC.
Thanks, sir.
That's Matt Moore of the Warsaw Tigers. Warsaw and South Bend, Washington tonight at Grace. And we'll be on the air starting at 5:30 with pregame coverage of the 6 o'clock tip-off on News Now Warsaw. When we come back, we'll run through the other scores and schedules for the other teams next on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Bad wreck, bad wreck. Oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do? Call them boys in blue. Car stalls won't start. Oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do? Call them boys in blue. I reckon any state and need the best rates. Take the next step. Call Riker Dinep. Go with the guys who got the best tools. If you get in a wreck, they'll come and get you. Bad wreck, bad wreck. Oh, what you gonna do? Call Riker Dinep to come get you.
Remember, when you get in a wreck,
call Riker Dinep.
Honey, my car needs windshield wipers. Can you pick some up?
Nah, we'll just get a new car. Throw it in the backyard with the rest of them.
Sometimes it's obvious when you should replace just a part. Like if your windows have condensation between the panes, you may not need to replace the whole window. The specialists at Glass Doctor can install new insulated glass in your existing frames for less than you might think. Save money and restore your window's appearance. Visit glassdoctor.com.
Call the Glass Doctor. We'll fix your paint.
Oh, yeah!
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
By the way, we want to thank the Warsaw Donut Shop for providing donuts for the coaches this morning, and we thank them for their support of Tiger Talk each and every week. Let's start with swimming, who took on Plymouth on Tuesday. And in the 200 medley relay, the team of Elizabeth Joselis, Marissa Howitt, Anna Stevens, and Veronica Smith finished second. For the boys, Warsaw's team finished first in a time of 147.86. That's Griffin Brown, Diego Manwaring, Kaylin Swinehart, and Elijah Zog. In the 200 freestyle for the girls, Elizabeth Joselis was second. Ariel Strange was third. In the 200 free for the boys, Griffin Brown was first with a time of 155.88, and Alex Bowers was second. In the girls 200 IM, Anna Stevens was first with a time of 232.13. She won that race by almost 8 full seconds. In the boys 200 free, Warsaw took the top 3 spots, Kaylin Swinehart winning in a time of 210.35. Ethan Farrar was second. Grayson Waldo came in third. In the 50 free, the girls' race went to Marissa Howitt, who won with a time of 26.97. Veronica Smith for Warsaw finished in third. In the boys' 50 free, Diego Manwaring was fastest at 23.67, and Elijah Zog came in second. In the diving competition, Sophia Stewart won the girls with a score of 178.20. In the boys, Ian Parrott was the champ with a score of 272.45. In the women's butterfly, Claire Corson from Warsaw was third. Tigers had the top 3 on the boys' side there. Diego Manwaring at 59.34. Brady James was second, and Bishop Hudson came in third. In the girls' 100 free, Marissa Howitt won the race with a time of 59.25. In the boys' 50 free, Warsaw took the top spots there, all 3 of them. Kaylin Swinehart was first at 52.33. Josh Warner was second. Ethan Farrar came in third. In the 500 free, Warsaw went 1-2 with Elizabeth Joselis winning in a time of 609.41, and Elizabeth Osborne was second. In the boys 500 free, Elijah Zog won the race with a time of 526.96. Alex Bowers was second, and Jonah Potter came in third. In the girls 200 free relay, the team of Anna Stevens, Lucy Ray, Ariel Strange, and Marissa Howitt won the race with a time of 152.67. And that turned out to be a pretty big deal as we got down toward the end of the race. In the boys 200 freestyle relay, the team of Diego Manwaring, Ethan Farrar, Kaylin Swinehart, and Griffin Brown won with a time of 137.56. And they beat the other team for Warsaw by almost 12 seconds. In the girls 100 backstroke, Veronica Smith was second. Elizabeth Osborne was third. In the boys 100 backstroke, Warsaw again swept the top 3. Josh Warner, 103.53, followed by Michael Webster and Dallas Lancaster. In the girls 100 breaststroke, Anna Stevens won the race with a time of 118.89. In the boys 100 breaststroke, Griffin Brown was second and Brady James came in third. And in the women's 400 freestyle relay, Warsaw's team of Elizabeth Joselis, Veronica Smith, Ariel Strange, and Haley Strange finished second. And in the boys, Elijah Zog, Josh Warner, Ethan Farrar, and Jonah Potter won the race with a time of 347.85. How close was the girls' meet? Warsaw won by 2 points. That's one race. Warsaw 94, Plymouth 92. The boys from Warsaw beat Plymouth 147-36. The wrestling team had 2 events in the last 7 days. They went to Northridge for the Raider Super Duels on Saturday. They only got 1 team win against a very tough field, and the one they got, they had to win late to get. They squared off with Northridge first. Northridge jumped out to a big early lead, held on to win 42-27 over the Tigers. Then Warsaw in round 2 took on Fort Wayne Snyder. They won 4 of the last 5 matches, including an unbelievable pin by Gabe Veit in the final match to win 40-39. That's how close they were to being swept on the day. And then in round 3, they took on a very good Homestead team. They worked hard. They wrestled hard. They were able to bring home 4 wins and lost 55-24. And then in the final Northern Lakes Conference duel of the season, Northwood was a winner over Warsaw 45-30. Then in the final matchup of the day, Warsaw took on Penn in a repeat from last week. Tigers won half the matches, but the Kingsmen picked up more bonus points, and Warsaw lost the lead late, 37-33. On the day, Bryce McNeese, Danny Moon, Cameron Kaufman all went 5-0. Aaron Ross went 4-1. Gabe Veit, Isaiah Martinez, Donovan Frazier all picked up 2 wins for the Tigers, who finished the conference schedule at 1-6 and were 8-10 at that point overall. The boys were back in action, as were the girls, on a Wednesday night, taking on the Lakeland Lakers in the Tiger Den. The girls got things started, winning 4 of 5 contests. Emma DeWald picked up her first win of the season with a pin in the first period, and that started a chain of pinfalls, including Natalie Davis, Emily Dawson, and Kaya Long, each getting their first period victories. There was one JV boys matchup for the night. Jace Vining secured a win by pin at 190. And then into the varsity action we went. Beckham Boylan worked for a pinfall in the heavyweight matchup. The Lakeland forfeit at 106 against Donovan Frazier gave the Tigers more points. That was followed by a pin by Bryce McNeese at 113. That put Warsaw up 18-0. The Lakers got on the scoreboard at 120, but Owen Barker was competing in that one, filling in for the night in a spot that he's not accustomed to, battled hard, came out on the wrong end of a 9-5 decision. Isaiah Martinez got the Tigers back on track at 126 with a pin. Gabe Veit was able to grind out a giddy 1-0 decision at 132 to put Warsaw ahead 27-3. Alex Vallejo weathered the storm in a high-scoring matchup, 138. He got a pin late in the third period. DeLeo Castillo won his first varsity match in a match at 144. He's a sophomore, stepped up big, and got a second period pin. A Lakeland forfeit at 150 was taken by Chris Figueroa. That put another 6 points up for the Tigers. Danny Moon then bumped to 157 and got a 10-3 decision. Aaron Ross made quick work of his opponent, 165. Leon Smith accepted a forfeit at 175. That put the Tigers ahead 60-3. Lakeland picked up their final win at 190, increased their win total to 9. And in the final match of the evening, Cameron Kaufman went to work at 215 and pinned his opponent in the first period to make the final score 66-9. Warsaw ends the night at 9-10 with a senior night match coming up on Wednesday at home against South Bend Riley. The girls wrestlers will be on the mat today at Central Noble, and we'll tell you more about that in just a second. The freshman girls basketball team beat Valparaiso on Wednesday 38-30. Carol Holland had 16 points. Elise Walters finished with 11. The freshman boys on Thursday beat Wawasee 34-28 to run their record of 7-0. Colton Seals had 10 points, Grady Nelson 7, and Tucker Reed had 6. Today, as we told you, the girls wrestlers will be at Central Noble this morning. The boys and girls swim teams are home. Actually, the divers are home in the Warsaw Invitational. That is getting started here in about 10 minutes. The rest of the swimming teams will be down at Carroll High School for a match against them today at their invite. The girls basketball teams, JV and varsity, are on the road at Wawasee. JV at 6:15, varsity will follow it again. If you go to the 93.7 The Mix website, that's the Wawasee School Station, and they will be doing live video streaming as well as audio commentary of the game, and that's how I'm going to take the game in, and we encourage you to do the same. That's because the boys are playing at Grace at 6 against South Bend, Washington, and we'll go on the air at about 5:30 on News Now Warsaw. Monday is an off day from competition. Tuesday, the girls and boys swim teams host Columbia City at 5 o'clock. The basketball teams for the boys will all be on the road on Tuesday. They will be at Carroll. The JV and the freshmen start at 6 o'clock. Varsity follows the JV in the fieldhouse, and our coverage begins at 5:55 on Tuesday on News Now Warsaw. On Wednesday, the girls' basketball teams, freshmen, JV, and varsity will all be at Huntington North, and we will bring that varsity game to you starting at 7:10 on News Now Warsaw. The wrestling team, as we said, will host South Bend Riley Wednesday for their senior night, and that will be at 6:45. And then Friday, the swim teams, girls and boys, will be at home for a three-way meet against Tippecanoe Valley and Wabash starting at 5:30. Then everybody will take off until Wednesday for the Christmas holiday. Swim teams are back at it next Wednesday at LaPorte. And that is an afternoon meet. And that will be at 1 o'clock, the start for that next Wednesday. Next Friday, the 29th, the boys wrestlers will be at the Al Smith Invitational at Mishawaka, a very prestigious event. And the girls basketball team, the varsity team, will be at the Center Grove Carol Turney Holiday Tournament at Center Grove High School on the south side of Indianapolis. The first game is Center Grove and Jeffersonville. Game two is Warsaw and Brownsburg. Consolations at 5. Championship will follow that. We'll have the games that Warsaw plays in on News Now Warsaw. And then on that Saturday, the 30th, the girls wrestling team will be at Mishawaka for the Indiana High School Girls Wrestling Association Regional. Then the boys basketball teams will all be at Lafayette Harrison. That is a 1 o'clock JV and freshman start at Lafayette Harrison. With the boys game to follow at about 2:30, we'll have the JV and the varsity games from Lafayette starting at 12:55 on News Now Warsaw. And again, because this is our last show before the holidays, we're going to take the next two Saturdays off. We'll look ahead to Thursday the 4th. Both the girls and the girls and boys freshman basketball teams will be hosting Northridge on Thursday the 4th, starting with the girls game at 6 and the boys game after that. Friday the 5th, the boys are home against Northridge, JV and varsity beginning at 6:15. Our coverage at 6:10 on News Now Warsaw. Also, the girls wrestling semi-state will be held at Penn High School on that Friday. And Saturday, then, you have the second day of the wrestling semi-state for the girls, the boys wrestling teams at East Noble for their invitational. The swimming teams are at Concord on the 6th at 9:30 for a regular season NLC meet. And the big girls basketball game coming up on Saturday, January 6th, as the Warsaw Lady Tigers host Northridge. And that will be JV at 6:15. Varsity will follow. After the JV game is over, there'll be a special ceremony. We're bringing back, as Coach Krebs said, the 2004 Lady Tiger semi-state champion, state runner-up basketball team to be honored in a very special ceremony at the Tiger Den. We hope that you will join us then. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up here on Tiger Talk, driven by RB Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Here we go. You know why to go to RB Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade. And with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we've got banks that cater to everyone, no matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
The following message is brought to you by Bowers Jewelry, Oliver Bergen & Company, and the Kosciuszko County Chamber of Commerce. Communities all around Kosciuszko County are all bustling with activity and excitement this time of year. As we go about our lives living here in Kosciuszko County, we can be grateful for what we have. We all like to think we have it a little bit better here than some other places, and perhaps we do. Certain things seem to matter more to us, like our hometown roots and the feel of our community, right down to the locally owned shops and businesses that are always there for us, eager to please us with their goods and their services. And a smile, probably from someone you already know. That's a great part of our community, the moms and pops that own the shops in our town. They help support us and our lives here, because shopping online or from some out-of-town big box store does not support our community and the people in it. So when you need to go shopping, shop our local Stores with a Door in Warsaw.
New beginnings.
This is a great day for the city of Indianapolis.
Colts select Peyton Manning.
Bring hope and optimism.
The Indianapolis Colts select Anthony Richardson.
We got to be relentless in our pursuit to be the best.
Together, we will make memories, whether you fight with all you've got,
Colts win!
Or cheer like crazy. All of us are part of something bigger. For Sundays together, for Indiana, for the Shoe.
Catch the Colts all season long on News Now Warsaw, 1480 AM and 99.7 FM.
Progressive Insurance, Home Depot, Babbel. You recognize the names? Know what they have in common? They are some of radio's top advertisers last year. Effective advertising boosts top-of-mind awareness. Radio works because listeners recall 82% of the commercials that they hear. That's 5 times more than non-radio advertisers. for a free consultation on how Warsaw Radio can help make your business grow, contact Woody at woody@kensington.media. That's woody@kensington.media, where we are working for you.
Fox on Tech.
Are we scared of the robots yet? Elon Musk's Tesla has been experimenting with humanoid robotics, and just this week it's revealed a video of its second generation of Optimus. It looks like a person. It kind of walks like a person. It can do squats like a fit person. Why? It has feet shaped like a human and can sense how much weight it needs to put down when walking. That means its walking speed is 30% faster than the previous Optimus robot. It can move its fingers, which can also sense what it's touching and can gently handle it. In the video, it picks up an egg with one hand and transfers it to the other hand before placing the egg gingerly in a bowl. Tesla says Optimus Gen 2 is a prototype. You won't be able to buy one, even if you could swing it. But Musk has previously stated a desire for humanoid robots to take on labor tasks humans would rather not do. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
And now, for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
Thanks to the coaches for being here this morning, Coach Moore and Coach Krebs. And we thank Coach DeBroda and Coach Huber for all their hard work in sending in results. The gymnastics team will start right after the new year. I believe it's the 15th. They have their first meet of the season. So we'll be keeping you up to date on how they're doing and talking with their coach throughout the year as well. Thank you for spending your Saturday with us. This is our last show before the Christmas holiday. We're taking the 23rd and the 30th off. We will be back on January 6th to kind of preview, look back on the Northridge boys game and look at the big girls game that's coming up on January 6th and the big ceremony that's right in the middle of that as the Warsaw Lady Tigers, state runner-up team for 2004, will be joining us in the Tiger Den that night. So it's going to be a very exciting time. We wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. And thanks for following us on News Now Warsaw and Warsaw Tiger Sports at warsaw-tigers.com. One last reminder. Today, the boys team plays at 6 at Grace. We'll be on the air at 5:30. If you want to go, remember that your all sports pass is no good for this event. They're selling tickets for $10. You can get them online. You can also buy them at the gate. That ticket's good for all day. So if you want to go watch the Concord game at the start of the day, you are more than welcome to do that. Leave, come back, show them your ticket, and get back in. You can watch whatever games you want, but it is a $10 ticket, and that's good for all day. Also, they wanted me to let you know that there will be a video feed of the game without announcers, but it is a $10 fee for that also. So if you're saying, I'm going to save my money and stay home, you're going to pay that $10 anyway. So you might as well come out, root for the Tigers. They're going to need your help tonight against a good South Bend Washington team. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you tonight.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.